Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Happy Friday.
That was incredible. Hit me with the next bar.
Friday. Thank you so much. I'm professionally trained. I've been honing on my working on my craft for so long, and I'm just so happy to get the recognition that I deserve.
And I will always recognize you.
And happy Friday. Get ready to get fisted.
Oof.
Oh my God, that was it was a very different sound than we've ever heard before.
It went deep.
It was simultaneously like an effort and also like a relief. It was like it was just a lot.
Been working it in.
Yeah. Ew. Everything has a double meaning when we do the intro for this. I'm like, good God.
Oh, that's what I love, that I can use my middle school humor, school humor on you.
I was talking about that with Mats recently. I forget, like, he made some dirty joke and I like gave him a look and he's like, it's crazy, like, you will make the dirtiest jokes and when I do, you have this like over the top reaction. I was like, no, it's because every time I make that joke, he's like aghast, and then when he does it back, I'm like, bitch, I thought you didn't like this kind of humor. And I was like, that's not what it's I'm impressed when you're doing it, if you're like hilarious, hee hee ha ha, but also then I need you to laugh harder when I'm doing it and not right. Like, oh my God,
right?
It's always like, oh, chicken. And I'm like, heh. Well, we are gathered here today to talk about a living legend, a star among us, Jennifer Lopez. You might know her. You might know her as J-Lo, or you might know her for what she truly is and what she really showed us in this movie is she's still Jenny from the block.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a lot.
I've been watching the documentary based on this just in little chunks. Like I was folding laundry, I was folding towels, you know, that doesn't take that long. So mm-hmm. 15 minutes, the first 15 minutes, I've never heard so many people suck on somebody's teat that hard before.
And if I was that rich, give me the yes men. Give me the yes right. men, yes women, yes non-binary. Give me a room full of people just saying, yeah.
Yep. And then I was finishing sending emails for the night, but I had already watched all my soaps and I was like, I'll stick this in for, I'll put this on for.
Okay.
I'll put this on while I'm finishing up my emails. And then that's when we get into the turmoil of no one wanting to do this on any side. The backers pulling out, the actor saying no. Also, you know how we talked about how Sofia Vergara barely said anything?
Yeah.
She had another role.
I forgot she
role.
Was in that movie. I already forgot she was in the movie.
She has another role. They show clips of her doing something else, but it didn't make the final cut.
Left on the cutting room floor.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine doing that to Sofia Vergara.
She did two things for this movie.
That's crazy because,
yeah.
again, I forgot that she was in it.
Yeah.
She was not utilized to the best of her abilities.
At all. But I think the other thing, because the other thing, it was a solo scene and she was holding like a pink phone and she was like in pink stuff. So that would have been her time to shine, but it ended up on the cutting room floor. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm shocked by that too. And Jay Shetty made it. Jay Shetty made the fucking final edit. And Sofia Vergara.
And
Pisces.
But I mean, like, we were talking about how much we don't like Jay Shetty. And then a day later,
The Guardian said, let me type this up real quick. Also, I want to say that I've seen people talk about it on TikTok. You sent me one that I'd also seen. And the person was like, I can't trust his eyes. And I went, mm-hmm. Thank you, bitch. Those eyes are nefarious.
The thing is, I think in this movie is the most I've ever heard him talk ever. I've never listened to anything that he's ever done. I don't even know what he does. But it was just something about his presence that I didn't trust.
No.
And you didn't trust either. And
no, I didn't trust him for a long time.
We were on it.
Yeah, because it became a point that I had to like consciously avoid as we all know, when I watch content, then I need to watch every interview about it. I need to like research everything. Mm-hmm. I need to do all of that kind of stuff. And so when I get in those phases and I'm like having so much fun, I'm like, you know, am I doing my Renee rap? I'm doing my whatever, Maisie Williams, whatever, all of those things. And then suddenly at a certain point without fail, Jay Shetty will come on the scene and I will go, and it's time for me to fucking clock out.
Yeah.
And I have to like actively avoid that man. Not on my Instagram feed, thank God. Because if my algorithm was like, hey, we think you might like this, I would be like, I'm throwing my phone out the window.
My Finsta, all I follow on my Finsta is soap stuff and housewife stuff. And for some reason, I can't log on without seeing Jay Shetty.
I was about to say, I do think that that actually is the perfect crossover between those two fandoms.
I don't think it's soaps. I think it's more so the housewives, but yeah.
So I'm just like so here for the Jay Shetty slander. And I'm so here for people like specifically calling out that like this whole thing is a fucking farce. Mm-hmm. And like the fact that he has been allowed to go so long being like, you know, I am incredibly privileged. He doesn't say it like that, but like a very well, I left my like high paying job. I'm very well educated. And I shed all of my material items because I realized like that's not what matters. And I became a monk. So then I stopped becoming a monk so I could become really rich and then gather all of these material possessions and then be a guru to these celebrities and tell them all about how they should shed all of their material possessions, do all this well, we all garner more wealth. I'm like, the fact that we were just like, or not we, because definitely not us, but people were just like, sounds legit. I go, it sounds mm-hmm. legit that the monk to influencer pipeline, like mm-hmm. be fucking serious.
Mm-hmm. And then when I saw that my mentor had posted about it, I was like, I knew I always liked this bitch. Always liked
it's her. Like, it's now going to be like the, like a litmus test for like, let me just suss out the vibe, suss out the person. Like, what do you think about Jay Shetty? That I have looked at like people with like mutual follows, and I'm like, okay, I am thinking a little bit less of you. Mm-hmm. And also, like, swear to God, he could have put. Oh my God, what is that one? I was just gonna say Cage Bird Sings, but it's not. What's that Maya Angelou quote? That really, like, okay, this is not the same level, but like he could have put, I did not have sexual relations with that woman, - Jay Shetty. And like, that's like the level of famous quotes he tried to pass off as his own, which is fucking crazy to me.
Were you thinking of somebody shows who they are believed in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's another Maya Angelou one that's.
I know why the cage bird sings.
That's what I was going to say. It's as if he just wrote, I know why the cage bird sings, Jay Shetty. And I go, are you writing your Goodreads account? Like, stop it. This is not you.
Oh, and speaking of those people and Maya Angelou, because Kiki quoted during that, some of that stuff that they filmed, how it was like none of them were together at all. Some of it, they just added it on. Like, Jane Fonda was the last one to say yes. And even though she like personally called J-Lo because she was like, Jennifer, I don't think this is a good look for you. They have the phone call.
I'm obsessed.
And Jennifer is basically like pleading for her to do it. But that's why even the eye lines are off, because they didn't know how tall people were for the who they were responding to, because they were just popping people in when they were like, okay, yes. They're like, okay, you got 2 hours. She literally tells Jane Fonda, if you have 2 hours, we can get you in. We'll have you in makeup for an hour and you film these lines in an hour.
Just wild fucking lines. That's why Everyone, they're looking at Post Malone. I'm like, where are you looking? They grossly underestimated his height.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, I'm pretty sure maybe it wasn't this is the one he quoted, but this is the one I was going to make a joke about saying that he quoted. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I rise. And it'd be like, Jay Shetty, you didn't fucking say that. Wow, I need to watch it. Maybe I'll start tonight.
I'll just pick a little bit at a time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching a lot of the TikTok, so I think like if I can watch TikToks in the same short form content, mm-hmm. like I could just throw the fucking movie on and watch it like that too.
Yeah.
It's going to bring me so much joy because there's nothing I love more than a Leo wing.
Yeah, because she's truly like just pulling this off. Like, she's like, I don't care, I'm putting $20,000 in.
20 mil.
I'm sorry, 20,000. I'm putting 20 million. Also, when you said there's no real Scott, every little piece was filmed on green screen.
Yep.
Every piece.
Oh, and don't you worry, everybody. I've been putting my feelers out to people I know who work in that side going, did your company do this one? And I'm trying to find out who did it. Because I'm just so, I mean, maybe I could just
look in the credits.
Well, because they go by so fast once you get to that point. They don't give them the credit they deserve. I'll look
on
IMDb.
If you do it on Amazon, just do it, on IMDb, or just like do it on your computer and not on your TV and just pause.
I know. I really wanted like a personal anecdote.
Of you just asking people instead of getting the information that is readily available.
Well, no, I wanted to know if they were like, I wanted to hear what they had to say, like what it was like, because mm-hmm. I do think it would have been a nice break.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A casting director that I'm hella tight with is the one who cast this. Bitch, why didn't you call me, girl?
Yeah, you could have been one of the friends. The silent one.
I just don't think it was the right look. She, like, does not, like, Derek Huff, I think, maybe has it in his contract that he's the only blonde allowed. Like,
you could have worn a wig.
That's true. It's true.
But yeah, like, you could have been one of the friends. And it's quite obvious that they hired the friends that they hired because they had no money. Once you want, you can see, you know, that she didn't hire known people for the friends, which I think was a blessing in disguise because you don't have people trying to like one up each other. Everybody's just there to do the job. But they had to cut, they're steadily cutting the budget. That wedding scene where we're cutting between people, that was all supposed to be in different locations. But I think they did the right thing.
No, I think that was good.
Yeah. Like sometimes cutting the budget makes things more creative.
Yeah, and this casting director does mostly indies. So she's not like she went for a casting director who is getting big budget mm-hmm. actors. Like, I'm sure she still does, but like her bread and butter is she tends to do like smaller indie projects.
Yep. Talented people, though. They were all talented.
Oh, they were all great. Mm-hmm.
So also, producers. You know how I talked about the friends reactions being off? Sometimes mm-hmm. they weren't all in the room together either.
They really made this with a robot and a prayer.
Like, when they shot the scene that's in the when the young fella comes, the young buck comes through and drops the gun, mm-hmm. Some of them weren't there at the same time. And when they showed that, I said, oh, what was going on this day?
Well, I do wonder if she waited till the last minute to see maybe Bad Bunny will be interested. And we've got the lookalike on call.
Yeah. Oh, the lookalike is, you can tell this is his, that's his one of his first things, because he's like, oh, Ben Affleck, my brother, such a big fan of
Shut
you.
The fuck up.
I've watched Armageddon. I quote, and then he quotes something from Armageddon, and then he's asked them, when are y'all going to be in another movie together? You haven't done anything since what? Jelly? I was like, first of all, it's Geely. Second of all.
I was like, what the fuck is Jelly?
And they make the joke. They're like, yeah, that's what it was. Jelly. Like, you don't do that. You act like you're on the same level with them. Like,
wow. I wonder, at the beginning, I could have seen Ben Affleck be going, Bad Bunny, love those songs. And the guy being like, nah, I'm not actually you. That's so fucking crazy. Wow. Well, I mean, good casting, because I immediately knew. I was like, who is this Bad Bunny impersonator? And they were like, an impersonator of Bad Bunny. That's who this is. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, goal achieved. Well, I'm going to look this up later. I cannot fucking find.
It is really raining.
Yeah. Like a lot. I was like taking the recycling out. I just started typing what I was saying.
I've done that before.
I do that all the fucking time. Remind me to tell you, I did that with like my address, and thankfully it like caught it, because I just like pressed submit and it was like, I don't think this is an address. I'll tell you what it was later. I like was going to take my recycling out, and I was like, I came back inside. I was like, damn, I'm like hella wet. And I just like grossly underestimated how much it was raining, like how hard it was actually raining. Cause I was like, I'm just out there for a second. My gray sweatshirt, completely like dark gray. And I was like, oh shit.
I went out cause I had to take the dogs out, and I'm just like, I had my hood, like jacket. I had on my rain boots. I'm literally just standing on my porch, but letting them run in the thing. But I was like, I'm not getting wet.
Yeah. It's a rainy, rainy day.
Mm-hmm. All right. Shall we get into these results?
I shall. I want you to know that the only department that has some, like, that is the only one who has more people than hair and makeup is visual effects. Hair and makeup it takes up 90% of it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, they probably had to have the people that, since everybody was coming in like one at a time, they probably had their own people, and so then they're have to list everybody, and so
they'd have
just
their
having,
personal mm-hmm. and then they'd probably have someone who's there doing like continuity for whatever, so they'd have someone on set too.
Mm-hmm.
Does she make her money back?
I'm guessing with the Amazon deal,
yeah,
because she got that the BT, I'm sure the BTS, they're just like, we can make something off this.
Yeah.
This documentary. So that, and then I also didn't know that her and Ben had one about their wedding too.
She really is Trisha Paytas.
Mm-hmm. I don't like, know she's anything a vlogger. About, the only thing I know about Trisha Paytas, I learned from you.
Yeah, but so then that's all you need to know. And this is that, like, Trisha Paytas spends thousands of dollars to like go on the Universal lot and have a music video, and it's shot, and it's beautiful, and it's just like, okay, and it's just because she can. And like, the only other person I know who's down doing that right now is J-Lo.
Yeah, she's like, I need to watch it, because I'm just spoiling things. You only have to, I'm only like 25 minutes in, so you don't have to get too far.
Perfect. It's on Amazon.
Yeah.
Maybe I can watch it on my phone.
Get the Prime Video app. I do it when I go, when I travel.
Oh.
Actually, I always download things, but I physically can't watch things on a plane because it makes me sick. But I always have it just in case I want to.
I do that too. I don't get sick, but I just like end up doing something else. But I always have so many downloaded.
I'm just listening to Max Richter.
Oh,
He has, I don't know if you know who he is.
No, I have no clue who he is.
He's like a huge movie soundtrack composer band.
Oh, but he's like a John Williams?
Works, yes, but he also works with like sleep center relaxation people and creates these incredible
soundscapes?
Sleeping soundtracks that help you relax.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm seeing his work. Spaceman, Ad Astra, Sloan, Arrival. Wow, I can't believe he's doing sleep ones because all of these movies are very stressful.
Yeah, I think it's like his, like, he's like, okay, I make these stressful things, but I know that I can use my talents.
The Leftovers,
for,
like, oh my God.
Yeah, the
Black
Leftovers
Mirror,
is one of
this
those.
This man is like, he's, I just know, like, I need to decompress by some like fucking rain sounds.
He's literally had at the bowl where he has people come, has like a full orchestra thing, and then has like beds set up for people to like camp out while they play the music.
But why the beds?
Because it's sleep music.
Oh, I would feel so vulnerable.
I know, but I think it's like a group activity.
Ooh, it's just an orgy without the penetration.
Everybody's is just a sleep orgy.
Yeah. You know where I would go there? I would go there and pick some pockets. Boop, 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 boop. Stealing your money. 99.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
We didn't have a lot of people writing in because I don't think a lot of people wanted to see the movie. And that's fine. We saw it for you.
But I will say the people who did write in and who did see it, I appreciate all of you for then being like, I'm going to respond. So
I think we have a pimple in the exact same
spot. Oh my God. This one is, it's like hard. And I tried to pop it. And it, unless it's, there's nothing coming out. There's just a hole there. Nothing can come out. So I've just, I'm letting it live.
Same. It's That's weird. It's crazy. Literally in the it's exact literally. Same spot.
Maybe you'll get this one next. Oh. That one just popped, though. My hot take. The J-Lo movie was sponsored by AI. Like I said, a robot and a prayer. That's how this movie got done. I don't think anyone said this one.
Are you going to read what the results are?
Oh, you're sorry. No, I'm not, apparently. 3% said I was wrong. 97% said I was not wrong. And I stand by it now that we've seen, or you've seen, the behind the scenes confirmation. There's so that 3%? No.
It's all green screen. Even the stuff that's in, like, the glass house stuff, it's just one glass panel that they're in. And then everyone else is put in their, like, it's not even like they shot all of it at the same time. It's just one glass panel. They shoot it and then put the other couple in. And then they superimposed it.
Yep. I think Mott said, he's like, well, you know, she picked this glass house so she can do that one thing. And I go, this isn't a house.
No.
This is not a real place. And he's like, no, I know. And I was like, okay, I just want to make sure. Because, like,
The setup for it is wild.
This is a music video. This is like cheating for a music video, but we've made it a movie.
Yeah.
And we've just zoomed out to make it bigger.
One of the, I don't know if it was the director or the producer, snapped at the other one, but they were treating it as a music video. And they're like, this is not a music video.
Well, it was.
Yeah. And y'all treated it. If you've had a different director, then we wouldn't be having this conversation in the way that we're having it.
No, even and
Ben
it also
tried to help.
The SEO for this fucking project wouldn't be so fucking impossible and hard to find. Mm-hmm. So.
All right. And then mine was, this doesn't deserve the hate that it's getting. 22% said I was wrong. 78% said I was not wrong.
Don't you love her looking pensive and crying? Because I do think that's what it is.
I do.
This reminds me of Lady Gaga's quote, like, there could be 99 people in a room and all you need is that one to say, I wonder, like, that quote and J-Lo's experience making this movie, hand in hand.
How many times do you think she said that quote?
I think that she says it in her, when I think if she's experiencing sleep paralysis, she says it. I think if she's talking in her sleep, she says it. I think like, I think that like it, she just hears it all the time. Like at this point, I think it's like a reflex. Like I think someone sneezes and she says, there could be 99 people in this room. Mm-hmm. Like it's just, I think it's default at this point. And
yeah,
I love it. I love when a theater can get famous.
Someone did a super cut of all of it.
And you just see her aging over the course of like 35 years. I love her. I love it.
Someone said, it honestly wasn't bad. I feel like the haters were taking it way too seriously. Some things are just meant to be fun, but also Jenny from the Block slayed. If I had as much money as her, I would do this once a year.
And then they followed it up with, this also filter ship paid is coded. Yes. Confirmation. Just so everyone knows. And I told you, I heard her producer say that to her. He was like, J-Lo has a movie and it's very you coded. And she goes, ooh, really? Then we have, right? Good. Next.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have writer number one, J-Lo needs to stop rapping and pairing her rapping with ultra-masculine choreography. 43% said the writer is wrong, and 57% said the writer is not wrong. The writer did write in and said, as soon as I heard this read out loud, I hated myself for the word choice. I am someone who grew up loving J-Lo and her style of music, but when I heard about her history with Ashanti, though I recognize and appreciate J-Lo as a legendary performer, anything she does, I listen to and watch with a somewhat negative bias. That said, in my opinion, I think the rapping talking interludes don't suit her the way they did in the 90s and early 2000s. Also, I did enjoy all the choreography. Like Megan said, these dancers were in fact dancing their pussies off. I just did not care for J-Lo's delivery during these scenes. Yeah, I do think that, like, surprisingly, I don't think that this is like J-Lo's the format that benefits her the most. Cause like, I think she's a fantastic dancer. And like, I think people give a shit. Like, I'm sorry. I think J-Lo's a good actress. Like she in like Made in Manhattan, she like is. Monster in Law. Like
she just needs a good director.
Yeah. And she needs a good script because like she's good at playing a character. Like she's not someone I watch when I go, oh, that's just J-Lo. Like you get lost mm-hmm. in the character, which is very hard for someone at like her level of fame. But I do think that like, it just so happens that she's good at all of those things. It just not in the sense that this it was done like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, not sure if I hit the wrong one. I agree with Melissa. The dancing is powerful. That doesn't have to mean it's masculine.
All right. Writer number two. The cast needs their own movie. I accidentally clicked off. 12% said the writer is wrong. 88% said the writer is not wrong.
This photo of them dancing is the funniest thing I've ever fucking seen. As soon as I removed the background, I went, whoa. Okay. We're just all up in each other's business like that.
Someone said, Jenny can do whatever the fuck she wants to do. 10 out of 10 would watch.
Then we have writer number three. J-Lo just keeps releasing cringy wedding dancing songs. 14% said writer is wrong. 86% said the writer is not wrong. I agree with Megan that people try and mimic this and fall short. Someone also said this was actually one of my favorite parts of the film. I did intend this to be directed towards the future brides that feel they're skilled enough to perform these routines, as well as J-Lo and her dancers. Apologies for my wording on the original submission. Now, I wholeheartedly understand. It's like anytime there's a group dance, there are people who are so fantastic. And then there are other people who go, I guess we're doing flash mobs at weddings. Mm-hmm. And we should all know our strengths. And if flash mobbing is not one of your strengths, like that's totally okay. But I think we should be aware of it. Then we have my wrong of the week. I nominated Jay Shetty in Pisces. 78% said, hard agree. 22% said, disagree. I would love to know, do you think that it's like Pisces as a whole? Because I did mean the character, but also I will stay slandering male Pisces to the day I die. And I will like wholeheartedly say that it's a part of my chart. If I could change any of it with a magic wand, it would be that. That's my personal issue. Yeah. And then Pisces men are, as a collective, they're a humanitarian issue. But Jay Shetty, do we have Jay? Shut the fuck up. Look who voted disagree. We've got a Jay Shetty lover in our mix. I'm going to have to do an intervention.
Honestly, that tracks for her, though.
It does, without a doubt. And here's the thing. She loves a little inspirational quote. But if you tell her, like, this is not it, she will collect herself real quick. She just, I think without us, she doesn't have a lot of, I think we bring her a lot of new information.
Mm-hmm. You're correct.
We pop her bubble a lot.
Mm-hmm. And then mine was the casting of the Zodiac Council. 79% said agree. 21% said disagree. I don't think anybody wrote in.
No, we look great in those photos.
We do. We need to do a new shoot. And I don't think that... Yeah, that was from the shoot. We need to do a new shoot someday.
We'll figure it out. Someday my prince will come.
We're making an announcement. I think there's actually... Hold on. I think I can...
Oh my God. A digital soundboard?
We have an announcement. This has been long awaited. Neither one of us have yet to see
Mean Girls. Oh, I thought you've already seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. This is going to be fun. Fresh eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Yes, we're going to see Mean Girls, the musical, the movie.
The musical. I've heard it opens a lot of doors for my musical movie career.
Okay.
You know?
Good to know. Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. Send in your hot takes. It's going to be a good-ass time.
And especially if you liked the movie, because I think I've seen so many people who don't like the movie. Don't feel like you have to, like, if you hated it, that's, like, the hot take. And so you're going to send that in. Like, if you hate it, send it in. If you also liked it, send it in.
But have a reason. Don't just say, I hate it. Have a reason, a specific reason.
Yeah. And there she blows. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty excited to watch this. As someone who's been on, like, a Renee Rapp kick. Also, I'm pretty sure Renee Rapp is dealing with COVID symptoms still. Because she had to cancel her shows. And all these celebrities, all of these artists. Taylor Swift, there's this video of her performing and she's like coughing up a lung, like every other thing, and like sneezing and shit. And I was like, cool. So like, this is COVID that everybody's having. And like, we're going to these, people are going to these concerts and seeing these things, whatever. And they're like mysteriously having to cancel. Justin Timberlake just did that too. It's like, oh, I've got this bug that I can't shake. And I'm like, can we call it what it is?
Yeah. But you know, the CDC said, you're fine. Like, you can go. I don't care.
The CDC said, suck on these nuts, you fucking bitch. And I'm like, oh my God, what? The CDC said, suck my fucking ass.
Mm-hmm.
CDC said, die, bitch. But give us all your money first.
Right. Let's work you to death, literally. Yeah.
Are you dying? Ooh, don't forget to clock into work first, though.
Yeah.
You're dying? Ooh, can we have your PTO?
I'll talk to you about this offline because I can rant about this forever. Yeah. But mask up, people. Wear your mask. COVID is still very real. Mask up.
Yep. And everyone wants to talk about how children are falling behind in schools and they're blaming it on a couple months of Zoom school. A lot of kids have gotten COVID one or multiple times during a very crucial developmental time in their life. So let's stop saying all of the kids are dumb and recognize that the kids are sick and we're not keeping them safe.
Yep.
Cause apparently caring about fully grown adults is too much. But if you can feel bad about kids and pets, animals are getting COVID.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Vegans and people who only care about children.
Why'd you throw vegans in there?
Cause they care about animals.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
There's like a really weird, like, subset of like vegans anti-COVID, anti-mask, all of this kind of stuff, but then like death to anyone who wears fur. And I'm like, what is the cognitive dissonance here? Anyways, it's not all vegans. Not all vegans. Okay. Bye. Oh, fistulator.
A little sneaky fist.
Ooh, a little pink.